Life, how beautiful it is. How amazing it is to be able to rise up in the morning and have that sun shine on your face rather than on your grave. What makes life so unique and so beautiful? It is beautiful because whatever you have that you may be facing, what you may be dealing with, life is still good. Life has so many moving parts, but life is always good. Every day is a new day and another opportunity that others may not have. This life that you have been given, this life that you are temporarily holding on to, this life that has been just given to you for only temporary reasons, has more meaning than you can ever imagine. So many people in the world take life for granted instead of realizing that you have to take the opportunity to live it the best way you know how. Now on this journey of life, you're gonna face a significant amount of circumstances, a significant amount of challenges. You're gonna fall into areas that you cannot understand. And maybe it's not in a position for you to understand at that moment. When you start to feel that you are in a position that you don't love your life, then shame on you, because your life is a beautiful thing and no one deserves to ruin it. No one deserves to control it. No one deserves to steal your joy. Your life is your life and you have the right to live it the best way you can. You must discipline yourself and take full control and responsibility for the outcome or whatever it is that you are seeking at this moment.
Life, my friends, it's a test of your grit, your determination. When things get tough, and trust me, it will, you gotta remember one thing. It's not how hard you hit. It's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. You see, Rocky Balboa, he said that these words stuck with him because life ain't just about the victories. It's about the battles you fought to get there. It's about the failures, the echo of the doubters that didn't have the perseverance to keep chasing the dreams that they wanted. So they told you to stop chasing yours. But we're not gonna listen to the echoes of the doubters. We're gonna listen to our soul. We're gonna listen to the warrior that lives inside of us all, that tells us it's not about our circumstances, it's about our opportunities. And not just about those opportunities, it's about seizing those opportunities every chance you get. Because ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you that these opportunities are not going to come back around. Do you have what it takes to make it through this journey? I'm telling you, young king, keep fighting. Because your life depends on it. Today we're gonna reach for the dreams where they said we couldn't reach them. It's your job to rise like the phoenix and show the world what you have to offer.
Life is gonna be hard. No one said it was supposed to be easy. Life isn't fair. Sometimes you just gotta do it alone. What do you do? How do you live? How How do we get through it? You got this.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Stand up! You gotta get up. The path that you have chosen was never designed to be easy. Some people want it easy, but I dare you to go the hard way. What do we do with the life that has been given? How do we face the circumstances that have been brought before us? Do we give up? Do we stand up? Do we push through? Those are the questions that we ask each and every day when we are faced with adversity. Hard times create tough mass. Tough mass creates tough characters. But you got to carry on. So when it gets tough, you gotta get tougher. When you're standing on your own 2 feet and the storm is coming in, you still gotta stand. And sometimes you just gotta stand alone. Greatness requires work. And hard work is how you get it. You don't give up because it's hard. You don't give up because it's challenging. You don't give up on you. Let the hard work begin. So when you're standing alone, make sure you stand with a pure heart, with a great mindset, because there's no one like you. There's nothing that can stop you. No one can do the things that you do. No one can stand like you do. You have to keep going. You have to be truthful to who you are inside. It was never designed to be easy. Don't give up. Go for it. The question is, how hungry are you? How much are you willing to give of yourself? Because it's really ultimately up to you. You can't sit around and waste time. You can't sit around and determine that everything is going to go your way, because it will not go your way all the time. But I tell you what, if you keep laying around wasting time, time is going to continue to carry on with or without you, because you have already decided to lay in your bed because you were just too tired to get up. It's up to you to make a difference so that you can be a difference maker. It's up to you to be a solution and not a problem. That means you got to be serious, and you got to be willing, and you got to be dedicated. You got to take that leap of faith. I understand it will never be easy. I understand that I got to work. I understand that sometimes I want to give up, but I will not give up. So while you're sitting around, moping around, blaming everybody for what you're not doing, guess what? Nobody's gonna sit around and wait for you to do the right thing for yourself. Because it's all up to you. So just get busy. You are on your way. Success doesn't have time for your excuses. Success doesn't have time for your laziness. Success doesn't have time for the person who doesn't truly want to change. I know you are scared, but turn that fear into fire. We've all been there. We've all been afraid of something. But don't give up. You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep going. Embrace the suck. And keep on fighting. It's okay that you fail, but don't think you don't have what it takes. Don't doubt. Don't be ashamed. Trust in who you are. I must work. I must believe. I will fight. I will work. I will push. And I will never quit on me. I know that I have to work. I know that I have to believe. I know I have to trust in me. You got to show up. Sometimes we are going to have to just deal with the circumstances and the challenges that we face. You can't be soft. You can't be weak and expect the greatness to come out of you. You can't expect anything good to come out of nothing. If you're not giving nothing, you get nothing. Now get up and do your work. When it comes to the work ethic, that's when you have to dig deeper. That's when you have to work harder. That's when you have to shut out all the noise and all the naysayers. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just have to be quiet and listen to your passion. Listen to your heart. Listen to your truth. It's okay sometimes, because these things are going to happen no matter how hard you work. But you don't have the right to give up. You don't have the right to give in. And stop playing the blame game and go about your business. When you have been pushed back even harder. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. Pain, passion, focus, faith, you put it together. You will be an unstoppable force.
I'm telling you, the one thing you cannot get back is time. It is your greatest asset. I'd give somebody some of my money for a couple more years to be with my wife. Time is the greatest enemy. You think it is infidelity. The greatest enemy. You think it is finances. You think it is in-laws. You think it is differences. No, no, no. It is time. We've got to learn how to steward our time. We got to learn to tend to it, guard it, keep it.
I just want to make sure that the life we got left, that is sweeter than the life that if I would give up or if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So when you've been with somebody since you're 16 years old and they got a chronic illness, don't you know it's easy for me to go drink? It's rough. My life, it ain't what it used to be before she got sick. Like while God is blessing her, she still got MS. I lost 5 ounces to cancer. You don't think I could have smoked some weed? You donn't think when I'm going through that pressure, I couldn't have broke? But you talked about it, mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. And you guys are blessed in that you are the one percenters. Not many people want to be in your life who want the life that you have, and you got it, and you not taking it serious. Like, you know how many people would die to have this life? You know how many people would die to be on the field on Sunday? You know how people would die to eat the way y'all eat? You know how many people would die to have the gear y'all got? You know how many people would die to get on these planes and travel the world? You know how many people would die to have your life? And you got it. It's your life. You got it. What you gonna do with it? You gotta be able to see it when it cannot be seen. You have to see it happening. You have to believe in the unseen. Because if you can't believe in it, you will never manifest it. But when you believe in it, you demand the universe to assist you in what you're doing. And if you can see it before everybody else can see it, then it's going to eventually come to you. Forget about January. Forget about February. Forget about March. Forget about April. Forget about May. Forget about June. Forget about July. Forget about August. Forget about September. It's over. So forget about the past. Listen to me and make the rest of your life the best of your life. It's your boy E.T. I know you can do it. I believe you can do it. Now go out there, get up, get out, go get some.
Are you wasting your time or are you using your time wisely? You can replace money. You cannot get a year back.
All you need to get where you're going, you already got it. Right? You already have it. All I need to do is believe in yourself. Well, you said, E.T., my teacher don't believe in me. My own parents don't believe me, right? You don't listen to me. You don't need nobody else to make your dreams become reality. I don't need them to believe in me. I don't need them to encourage me. I don't need them to pump me up, to motivate me. I'm my own motivation. All you need is a dream. All you need is a goal. Because once you get your goal, you activate it, you come to life. You come to life. You come alive. You are, once you have a goal, you got something to wake up to. You got something to go to bed for, all right? What you are to be, you're now becoming.
I earned the right to be here. I grinded to be here. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning the last 13 years, giving out content every day. I deserve to be here. Don't talk to me like that. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? See, because I grind so hard, I work so hard, that when I get this opportunity, like, I don't play with it. I don't act like I deserve to be here. I think about my ancestors and what they went through, and that's why I'm here. So the first thing I need y'all to do is, and I know you sweet, but what I'm trying to tell you, this is different, baby. This ain't high school. This ain't college. Like, this ain't for funsies. Like, this somebody's lifestyle, and people going out there and getting it. And if something happens to you, I promise you, if something happened to you, as sweet as you are, you're going to be what? Come on, you got to talk back to me. You're going to be what? Replace. Say it again. You gonna be what? That ought to scare you. That ought to scare you. That alone ought to make you wake up every day and say, I cannot afford to be replaced.
And you running out of time. You don't know how much time you have. You keep telling yourself you got time and watch what happens. Nah.
On your mark, get set, go.
You are running out of time. All right? I'm gonna say it again. You are running out of time. 2 weeks, my man told his grandfather, I'm graduating. And 2 weeks later, even before he literally marked, his grandfather passed. Who's gonna pass in your life as you average? Who's not gonna see you blow up? Who's not gonna see you accomplish your goals? Who's not gonna be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor with you who put in? Why? Because you average. And one day you're gonna be great, but you think you got time. You think you got time, AET, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. I'm telling you, you deserve to be great now. And not only do you deserve to be great, there's some people in your life. Listen to me, you're running out of time. That's right, you got a job and you new at it. Yep, you new at your job and you like, E.T., look, I just got here. I got forever. Listen to me very closely. You gotta hear me. You might be at that job another 10 years. You might be there another 20 years. But that opportunity, somebody's about to leave and get another job. Hear me very closely. Somebody's about to quit. Somebody's about to get fired. And you will not, listen to me, you will not be ready at that particular moment to go to the next level. We're not talking about the job right now. We're talking about an opportunity. You never know when your opportunity is that opportunity. It may not be 2 years from now. It may not be 3 years from now. It may not be 4 years from now. Your opportunity might come in the next 6 weeks. your opportunity to get your mama out of that neighborhood and get your mama into a new neighborhood, listen to me, that opportunity might come in the next 6 months. The question is, will you be ready when that opportunity comes? So you're running out of time.
1 minute you're doing it, the next minute you're not. 1 month you're doing it, the next minute you're not. We're not talking about consistency right now. We talked about consistency before. We're not talking about consistency right now. I'm talking about residence. You gotta surrender to that thing. You can't be playing with it. You can't, should I quit? Should I give up? Or should I keep going? Listen to me, I can't tell you what you should do, but I'm gonna ask you this question, what's in your seeds? This is not for the head, this is for the heart. What's the seed to you? What is it worth to you? What is it worth? What is it worth to you? Well, I don't know what your seed is. What? I don't know what your harvest is going to be when it's fully developed. I don't know if you should abort right now or not. I don't know if you should quit or you should give up, but I'm gonna ask you this, what's the value of your seed? I know my seed, I couldn't give up. Homeless, I still couldn't give up. 12 years to get there, I couldn't give up. I'm one class shy, the staff of the PhD. I can't give up, why? Because the value, what it's worth, what I put in. I put in too much, I've given too much, I sweat too much. I've given up sleep, I've given up friendship, I've given up so much stuff that I had to get back later, why? Because the value, I put too much in it. What's it worth to you? What does it cost? What price have you paid for it? What has it cost you? And if it costs you something, then you better not quit until you get a harvest.
You cannot get a year back.
And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live. Eventually, inaction will cost you. But your default setting should be, I'm going to do something. Just get up, move towards that challenge, and go attack it. Go do something that's hard.
Struggle sucks.
Depends on how you frame it. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. Because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses. We're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights. We're gonna have good relationships, we're gonna have bad relationships. We're gonna have good ideas and bad ideas. We're gonna make money, we're gonna lose money. All these things are gonna happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's gonna be problematic. Embrace those emotions, but don't let those emotions embrace you. Keep pushing through things that suck. This is a very difficult thing to do because it hurts. I'm gonna go forward, I'm not gonna quit, so I'm gonna go forward, bring it on. When you talk to people that went to SEAL training that didn't make it, most of the time, it's some reason. There's a medical reason. There's a family problem. There's very few people that look at you and say, oh, I quit because it sucked, which is what happens to the vast majority of people. The vast majority of people that don't make it through SEAL training, they didn't make it through because they quit. Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them. When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better, but they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all. This went wrong. This failed. Didn't accomplish this. And it's not the fault of my boss. It's not the fault of my girlfriend. It's not the fault of my parents. It's not the fault of the weather, it's my fault. And I'm gonna take ownership of it and I'm gonna fix it. That's what extreme ownership is. Because when you look around at your life and you look around at your job and your financial situation and your relationship and your physical health, and when you look at all those things and all the problems that you may have with those things, and you say, the reason I have all those problems is because of me, that can hurt. That can sting. And a lot of times our ego rejects that and makes excuses and lies. And then we don't have to change anything. And then nothing changes. When the excuses all go away and people can actually confront the fact that this is all because of me, it hurts, but is also unbelievably empowering. Because the more discipline you have in your life, the more freedom you will end up with. So if you lack the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up being a slave to disease. If you lack the discipline to work hard, save your money, you will end up a slave to finances. If you lack the discipline to manage your time correctly, you will end up with no free time. If you have self-discipline, if you have the discipline to save your money and work hard and invest your money properly, if you have the discipline to manage your time correctly and not waste a bunch of time, if you have the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up with freedom. And you're going to start to progress in every aspect of your life. And you'll see that if you have that kind of discipline right now, you're going to end up with freedom. If you have discipline, you will attain freedom. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. And if you don't have that kind of discipline and you don't work hard and you don't exercise and you don't apply yourself, you're gonna end up shackled. So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You gotta start walking because the perspective's not gonna change. You have to start moving forward. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
I think it's really important because as men, we get conflicting messages about emotion and how to express it and what that looks like. And there's a lot of men struggling right now.
Every human faces challenges and you don't know what they've been through. Suppressing them isn't going to help, and nor is letting them run your life. Because you're sad, now you're going to make a bunch of bad decisions because you're sad. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You're sad. Okay. You get emotional sometimes. Okay. Got it. Now get control of your emotions and carry on with your life. And sometimes you're going to get hit with those waves. And that's okay. Oh, I'm having an emotional moment right now. There's something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The other extreme is, I'm letting my emotions run my life and I'm making a bunch of bad decisions. And my excuse is, I lost some friends or I had this traumatic experience happen to me. That's why I'm doing, that's just an excuse. And it's a very easy excuse. Guess what? It's time to carry on. Remember, don't dwell. I'm in control. This is my life. If you are in the problem, you won't see the solution to the problem. Take a step back, detach from the chaos, detach from the mayhem, detach from your emotions, detach from your ego, and be able to assess the best way to execute. That is the job of a leader. If you take any trait of a human being and you take it to an extreme, masculine or feminine or otherwise, you take it to an extreme, it's going to be a problem. Is it good to have no emotions whatsoever? No, that's called a sociopath. Is it good to let your emotions run your life and make your decisions based on your emotions? No, that's not good either. What do we want to be as a human, as a man? We want to be balanced. It's much easier to be extreme. It's much easier to say, no emotions, cool, and turn them off. That's easier. Or a total emotion mayhem, that's easier. It's harder to find balance. It's harder to find balance in business. It's harder to find balance in life. It's hard to find balance. But you have to be balanced. Because what I want is for the team to win. So be balanced. You're going to be okay.
You feel so lost. You feel alone. You feel ashamed. You're concerned about what people are thinking about you right now. You feel that you have no way out. You feel that you can't go on. This idea that you have of yourself makes you feel that you're not alive anymore. It's like walking the earth with no sense of knowing your truth. The mistakes that you've made in your life, you feel that you can't come back from it. But I'm here to let you know, it's just not your time yet to get to the best level in your life. It's not your time yet to have that success story. Who says that you can't struggle a little bit? Who says that you can't stumble? Do you realize your best stories are the ones that you triumph from? Do you realize that the time that you're falling down and having the ability to get up is the best time to celebrate? Because that's when you know there is something good about you. There's something special about you. There's something unique about you. I'm gonna lose some battles, but I'm not done. I'm gonna get pushed back a few times, but I'm not done. This is an opportunity for me to get stronger, to get better, to recognize that I do have work to do, because I am a work in progress. And as long as I'm living, I'm progressing in this world. As long as you're living, you are progressing in this world. So struggle as much as you need to, but keep working through your struggles. Don't have regrets, because the regrets are only gonna make you feel less of who you are. We're not meant to always have a good day, but this is a day to celebrate breathing, to celebrate life, to celebrate another day, to carry on the good fight. And that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We are fighting every day of our lives. So don't feel that you have to feel regret because things are not going the way you want them to go. Sometimes what you want ain't gonna always be what you need. We have to realize that it's just not your season. And we all got a season. We all gonna live. And someday, physically, we're gonna leave here. But while you're alive, just keep living your life. Start understanding that these things that you are dealing with are necessary. Because we have to go through it. Sometimes those things that you're trying to build up, they can crumble right before you. Many opportunities will be given, and many of them will be taken away. Sometimes being different can be very difficult. And that's when you got to dig in a little bit deeper in yourself. That's when you got to open up your eyes and open up your heart and have an open mind that you are unique, that you are special, that you do make a difference, that you are touching somebody's life. So don't be ashamed. Don't have regrets. Just live. Just make life better. Get knocked down, just keep getting up again. Because if your heart is beating, you're not dead. You're alive. You're breathing. You got a little bit more fight in you. So fight! Don't regret. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Take a chance. Keep taking more chances. When other people are looking down on you, you keep looking up. But look up and look past the negativity. Because the ones that are looking down, they don't realize what you're doing to get back up. While they looking down, focusing on your failures, focusing on your misery, focusing on all of your hardships, they don't realize the fight that you have within you. That you're not gonna quit. You're not gonna give up. You're not gonna regret anything that you have been through. You're going to embrace it. You're gonna suck it up. You're gonna pony up and you're gonna keep moving forward. You're gonna keep climbing up. And if you slip again, you're gonna get back up again. Because death ain't got no business in your life right now because you're still alive. Death has not showed up yet and knocked on your door and said it's over. Death ain't got no business with you right now. So stop dying inside. Stop being regretful and start being thankful. Be blessed in this life. Be blessed in your journey. Be blessed in the steps that you take. But don't give up. You got this. You need this. You must complete your task. It ain't over yet. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep breathing. Don't quit. Work for it. Earn it every day of your life. Sometimes it's gonna get dark, but you got to find the light. The light is within you. Believe in you when no one else does. Understand that your purpose will be fulfilled. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. But it's coming. And as long as you're alive, you gotta keep going. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I believe in you. I trust in your abilities. I trust that you're gonna make it. But do you trust it? Do you believe it? Are you gonna stand on it? No more regrets. You're not dead yet. They have not put anything that relates to death on your books. So fight and keep living. Stay strong in your beliefs. Stay strong in your life. If you feel a little bit of emptiness, fill it up. You ain't got time to be having emptiness in your soul. Fill your soul up again. Fill it up. Live it up. Push forward. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, no regrets. Keep it moving and conduct your business.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.